Okay, so we're at the top of Tzadi Amud Beis. We are continuing to try to figure out if there's any proof for the concept that that Chazal can go ahead and uproot, right? Tell us to remove mitzvos midaraisa or dinim deraisa, that Chazal have that possibility. So the last possibility was actually a number of examples of times when Chazal tell us not to do a mitzvah saseh midaraisa, and the Gemara says, yeah, but that's true, but that is sheva tasa, right? That's just telling us sometimes, you know, don't blow shofar, or don't bench lulav. That's just because, you know, they can say v'sheva tasa, don't do a mitzvah, because we're concerned about a certain other, something that's going to happen. You might come to carry on Shabbos, etc. But we still don't have any type of proof that they're allowed to tell us, Bekumba, say, go ahead and violate an Isser that we haven't found. Yes, the Gemara's going to continue to try. So Tashma, says the Gemara, fourth line, the last words in the line, Tashma, I love Tishma'un. Pasuk says, you should listen to him. Filo om lecha vor al achas, mikol mitzvah shebetorah, kagon eliya bahar karmel, hakol lefisha shamalo. That if a Navi would tell you to do something, even to violate one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, like Eliyahu HaNavi, who told him to, Eliyahu HaNavi, you know, brings a korban on a bama, right? It's on a mizbeach that is not in the Mishkan, not in the Beis HaMikdash, there in the Mishkan, which is Aser, and nevertheless, he told them to do that, and they listened, so you're allowed to do that. So what do you see? You see an example of an individual who's not the Ribbono Shalom, who tells them to violate the Torah, and you're allowed to listen. So Shani Hassan, the Gemara says, no, Shani Hassan, the Chsiv, you love Tishmon, it's different by Novi, because it says, he loved Tishmur, and says, listen to him. Right? That's not Chazal telling you to violate the Torah, that's what the Torah says. The Torah says to listen. Listen, fine. So the Gemara says, okay. So fine, so then learn from here that this is a proof, right? That sometimes a human being can tell you to violate the Torah and you would listen to them. So the Gemara's answer is, no, Migdar Milsa Shiny. Now, when you're just talking about making a gather, making a fence, many Eliyahu HaNavi was simply, or Nevi'im at times, are telling us to make a fence around the Torah, or get people back to proper observance. So that's going to be a unique scenario. That's not it's sort of like a, it's just for that time. It's not continuous, etc. So that's a different story. Fine. Tosus just, by the way, points out in the second Tosus, the Ligbor Minei, Tosus says, V'im Tomar, Shani Hasim Da Pia Dibor Hayim Isnabe. I mean, that's not Chazal. He's a Navi, right? A Navi tells you to do something, that's because Ribbono Shel Olam told you to. Right? So that's not Chazal going ahead and saying, violate the Torah, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you that. Right? So Hei Chanig Bar Mineha, what does that even mean? Learn from here what? The whole point is that the Chiddush that they can do it themselves. Right? Hei Chanig Bar Mineha, Lavor Mishim Takanta Darabanan, Shelo Al Pi Dibor, which isn't Al Pi Dibor. So Tosfos answer, Nir the Kevin Da Al Pi Dibor Shari, Mishim Tzarech Shah, since at least according with the Navi, you can sometimes be told to validate the halacha even for a certain amount of time, and because it's necessary for that time. He says the halacha really is, if a Navi tells you, the mitzvah of tefillin doesn't exist anymore, you kill that Navi, right? You can't. A Navi is not allowed to be mechadesh a halacha, even if he's saying that he's speaking in Ribbono Shel Olam. So the fact that at certain moments he is allowed to do that. Right, so that shows you, that's not just because he shows you a sign or a wonder or whatever. Anyways, in general, telling you something. So maybe you have to tell me in general that people could do that. Fine. But regardless, the Gemara says the fact that it's Migdar Milsa, so that's unique. It doesn't show me this general concept. Fine. The Gemara's going to keep trying. There's two dots. The Gemara's going to keep trying the same thing. Tashma. Tashma, we're like, it's eight lines from the top. Tzadi Aleph and Beis. Tashma. Bitlu Mevutal. So what are you talking about? Bitlu, Rashi says, you go all the way down in Rashi on the left side, it's like nine lines from the bottom of the skinny lines. Rashi says, Bitlu, Ba'al Sheshalach Get Le'ishto. So as a man sends a shliach. Right? He sends a shliach to send a get to his wife. And by the way, this can happen even today. Sometimes a man has not gotten his wife a get. He's in California and she's in Boston. And so sometimes the Beis Din will actually have him give, he'll come to the Beis Din in California, and he'll give the get there, he'll command the, he'll command the sofer to write a get, and then he'll make the sofer his shliach, or make somebody his shliach to give the get, and then they'll bring the get to whatever, the East Coast, and the get will be delivered to the woman there. This happens, you know, bizman hazeh. But the guy creates a shliach to send the get to his wife. And what happens? Then he shows up himself. Oh, sheshalach la shliach. Or he sends another shliach. Ve'amala get sheshalach lecha batel. Right? And he says, just kidding. The get I sent is not really here. Okay, so you have one shliach heading, right? You can imagine the map, right? You have one shliach heading to deliver the get, and you have another shliach heading to mevatel the get, right? And what happens? Hareze batel, right? It works. The get becomes batel. And the Mishnah Gittin talks about that they would make a bezdin in one place and mevatel it somewhere else, and the woman wouldn't even know, and it caused all kinds of problems. Because which one is it? Is she divorced or she's not divorced? Like, well, I got it in X place and I was divorced. Yeah, but somewhere in Chicago, we sent another shliach who said that it's batel. Like, what? How are you supposed to function that way, right? So Hiskin Rav Gamliel Hazakin Shelo Yu Osekin. He says can't do that. We play Tikkun Olam because you can't do that. The Zinin the Mevata Veloyada VeInsavo. But now Mamzer, she's not going to realize, and she's going to get remarried, and then it turns out she's still married, and she's going to have Mamzer, and her children will be Mamzerim, right? So what's the halacha? So halacha is that Midaraisa the Bitul Haget works. If he says it's not a get before it's delivered, it's Batal Mavutal, and that really should work. And come Chazal and say, it's not batel, it's not going to work. So look back at the Gemara. So Tashma bitlu mevotol divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says, if he means mevatel get, it's mevotol. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel omer, eino yachal lo levala v'lo lehosef atano. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, he can't be mevatel it, he can't add to a condition he makes, because im kein ma koch bezin yafa. Because if that's true, then it's going to be a disaster. The koch bezin is going to be a disaster, it's not going to work, and therefore, we don't allow that. And it makes a lot of sense not to allow it. But however, it says the Gemara, v'ha'acha di midaraisa batal get, right? But really midaraisa bital get works, right? U'mishum ma'koch beitzin yafeh ka'sharinan eishas hish la'alma. So what, again, take it to the you know, it's a logical conclusion. What's going to happen? He gives him a batal get, right? And she goes ahead, let's just say, thinking or whatever, that her get is batal. Chazal tells the get's not batal, but midaraisa the get is batal. So what happens? She goes ahead and she gets married. And she has children, so the get really is really batel, and we sorry, no, the opposite. Midaraisa is batel, and the bezin are saying that, you know, sorry, it's not really a get, right? She's not really divorced, right? So what ends up happening is she goes ahead and she's
She thinks it's a valid divorce, and she goes
and it's not.
Gets married or whatever,
right?
So they'll have a problem with mamzeres, right? And Ashish is
no, but midaraisa the get. Oh, sorry. Yeah, midaraisa the get is batel. Thank you. Midaraisa, there's no get, and she thinks she has a get. Thank you. Midaraisa the get is batel, right? And she thinks it's not. It's not batel, or whatever. It's not. And midarabanan was saying it's not batel. So midaraisa, she can go ahead. She goes ahead and gets married. And leads to Mamzerim, the whole story, where and Chazal are trying to change what's going on here, right? So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. Why is that not a problem? Mande Mekadesh, I died to the Rabban Mekadesh. Vavkini Rabban Lekidushim Yinei. Right? So what's going to happen? Even though she gets married, right, based on this, and she, but really Midaraisa, she's not divorced. So what's happening here? So the answer is, and the children Mamzerim, etc. The answer is Chazal always have this rule of kinu, right? Chazal can go ahead when every person gets married. What do they say? They're getting married kadas Moshe v'Yisrael. They're getting married api, you know, with al das bezdin. So what does that mean? It means bezdin has the possibility of actually uprooting that kiddushin if they want to. That's always a rule when it comes to kiddushin. So yeah, so fine. So turns out the marriage is no good. They'll go ahead. They'll do what's called af kinu, and they'll make the marriage not a marriage. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi Hatenech the Kaddish Bekaspa. I get it if he gave the woman a ring, fine. Kaddish Bebiya Ma'ik LeMeimar. They had Tashmish. You can't be Ma'afkinu. You just get rid of the marriage. And it says we can. Shaviva Rabbanan LaBilas LaBilas Nus. The answer is no. We can. We can say we can't change the act. Right? The act of Bia happened, but we can change the status of the act and give it a status of it's a Bias Nus. Yeah, you're right. They were together, but they weren't supposed to be, and it becomes a Bias Nus. Okay, so the bottom line is, we're not, again, it's not really, you know, Chazal uprooting the Din D'Oraisa. So Tashma, Amar Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, again, each time you find something from other technicality, right, in the halachic process, which makes it not, you know, technically being okir davar min haTorah. Okay, so Tashma. Amar Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Shemati Shebezin Makin Va'onshin Shalom min haTorah. I have cases, he says, of cases where Bezin, you know, give makos and they punish people, which is not according to the halachos of the Torah. V'lo lavra divrei Torah. The person didn't violate the Torah. El laso siag la Torah, right, to make offense. What do we mean? Umaisa ba'adam echad sherechav al sus b'Shabbos is a person who rode a horse on Shabbos. That's not nisit daraisa. It's nisit darabanan. Bimei yevanim, the times of the yevanim. Ve'viu lebezin v'saklu, and they told him bezin the game is skila. They didn't violate nisit daraisa even. Lo mipei sheroy lekach el hashashal tzricha lekach. Not because he had to, not because he was, you know, he really deserved it, but because they needed to, right? They needed to draw the line and make sure people were careful about Hilchos Shabbos. It's a pretty strong thing to do to make offense. Lekach v'shuv ma'aseh ba'adam echad. Another story of a person she'tiach be'ishto tachas ateina. Rashi says that they had tashmish under, I guess, out in public underneath a tree. Ve'viu lebezin v'hilku, and they brought the bezin and they gave him malchus. Lo mipesha roi lekach el shashat tzrich lekach. Right, that not because he was right for it, but because the moment called for it. Again, you find that Chazal, in a certain sense, being okir davar min haTorah, they are violating their you know, acting, you know, extra judiciously on things that are not the halacha min daraisa. So that sounds like Chazal can be okir davar min haTorah. Answer is no. Migdim yosa shani. Again, it's not. They don't really believe that's not the halacha. They know it's not the halacha, but they had given the power to do that in order to create certain fences at times.
That's right. This proof wouldn't work anyway. It's just because they were stronger than the Torah. They didn't mevatel. In other words, it wasn't that a guy should have gotten and they said no.
They violated the Isra of Ritzicha. I mean, okay. You say they violated Ritzicha, right? Or they violated, you know, Malka, Shalom, and Adin. That's actually where we learn the source of the din of the Isra to be chovel somebody else, right? To hit someone, to bruise, to bleed, is from Malkus, right? That you get lo yosef, that they give him Malkus, you shouldn't give him any extra, right? So the truth is, the point here is that would be an Isser. Okay. Right? So Malkus or Misa are Isurim, things they're not allowed to do, and nevertheless, they have the power to do it. The answer is, again, you have to understand the difference. Why Migdar Milsa Shani? You can say, no, these are all, Migdar Milsa itself is an example of a Chazal can be Okar Davim in the Torah. LMI, what you have to say is that it's not consistent. It's not, it doesn't have staying power. It's something they can do every once in a while because it's necessary. Right? That's when it's allowed. Okay. So back to our case in our Mishnah. So we said, Velo Zev Zem Tamila, right? When this woman was married to husband one, she thinks he died, got an Eid Echad, and she goes out, she marries husband two, and then husband one shows up again, right? So she loses everything, right? Including the fact that neither husband, if she dies, will be matame to her, if she, you know, at her funeral, okay, if they're kohanim. Minol, and how do I know? Dechsev ki im l'sheiru akarov yelov. Pasuk says, in talking about who matame to, that he can be matame to sheiru akarov yelov, some relative he's close to. Who's that talking about? For amramar sheiru zu ishto. Sheiru means his wife. Uksiv lo yitama baal bama. But the pasuk also says you can't become the baal cannot be. Become tamei to someone in his nation, lehi chalo, to become like chulin. Yesh baal shemetamei, v'yesh baal shein metamei. Hal ketzad, right? Some husbands can become tamei, some can't. What's the story? Hal ketzad metamei hu leishto ksheira veinu metamei leishto psula. And it's right, he can become metamei to his wife, but if his wife, you know, again, she didn't do it on purpose, but she ended up being puzzled to him, so then he doesn't become tamei to her, and that's why neither husband ends up would be able to be. Time, if they're a Kohen, obviously. V'lo Zeva says Zakayim Mitziyasa, and also neither of them, the halacha is, if a woman, you know, finds $100 on the ground, whatever, so technically her husband has the zechus to acquire. So why is that not applying in this case? Time am I Amar Rabbanan Mitziyas Isha Labayla. Why is it in general that if a woman finds a Mitziyah that her husband gets it? Ki heichid lo tzav le'eva, because there shouldn't be fighting, right? We want to make it make things easier, I'd say. Today, maybe make more funny. But okay. But right, that was true in their time. That was gonna make things simple. Okay, this is where it goes. And it, you know, by the way, just having the rule that it goes somewhere in itself sometimes reduces funny. Fine. So hachati have leva veva, but here we don't want them to stay married. So let them be angry at each other, let them hate each other, that's fine. We don't want them to stay married. So there's no reason to keep that halacha. Uva maisi adea, same thing. A woman technically goes to work, her husband gets the maisi adea, gets her the money she makes. Time of my amre bana maisi adea levaila. What's the reason in general the husband gets the maisi adea? Mishum the ka'achla mizone, because on the other hand, he's responsible to pay for her all of her needs. So if she's responsible to pay for all her needs, so then she makes money, so that goes to him. So hacha keva de mezoni leisla ma'aseh de'ah. In this case, he's not supporting her anymore. In which case, he's not zocha to her ma'aseh de'ah. Velo mefir neder, and he also cannot, right? Mefir neder is not hatash nedarim. That is that he can uproot a neder before it's even chal. Right? He hears about a neder that she makes, he can be mefir neder. So time amai amar rachman abal mefir. Why is the husband general allowed to be mefir nedarim? Today shalat is gana. So she shouldn't become, ugly, distasteful to him. What does that even mean? Why would the nedarim make her distasteful? Look at Rashi all the way at the bottom. Kadesh shalat is gana. Baila kagon nidre inoy nefesh. Shlo erchat shlo hiskash. Maybe she takes a nether not to take a shower. So that would make her disgusting to her husband. So I'm probably more nervous the husband would take that nether, but fine. But that the reason we have such a halacha is that he can make sure it doesn't happen. So hacha tiskana v'tiskana, same thing. Here we don't care. Let her be disgusting to him. That's the whole point is you don't want them to be married. And that's why, again, all of these halachos don't apply anymore once they're not married, because all of them are there for shalom bayis. And here we don't want shalom bayis. And that's why the mission says all of these different halachos go out the window in such a difficult scenario. We'll stop here. We'll continue next week.